We're here at the Defeat the Great Reset event that Turning Point USA is putting on. Steve, thank you so much for joining me. Sure. I know a lot of people want to hear what it is next. We've watched you on live TV be led away in handcuffs. A lot of people are uncertain about what this means. And of course, even with what has happened with Mike Lindell in just the last couple of days, we know the FBI is being weaponized against political opponents. Your thoughts on what's
going
on?
What, 4 days or 5 days after Joe Biden's demonic speech, right, where we're all the enemies, all of a sudden you start seeing the indictments come out. You start seeing now up to 75, I think the media is reporting, 75 search warrants and indictments. Subpoenas, search warrants, and people's homes raided on the it looks like a criminal grand jury regarding January 6th. You've seen with President Trump, it's not just the raid and ransack in Mar-a-Lago, they're coming after him for many more things. And then you got Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's not related even to what's going on in Washington, D.C. What it's related to is what's happening with Tina Peters and the team out there in Colorado. Now, Mike Lindell is going to punch back. He's going to sue, as he told us on the show on Tuesday. Look, they are so upset that we built the wall. They're so upset, as you can tell, over the last couple of days with what's happening in Martha's Vineyard and this meltdown they're having around the Naval Observatory. They hate the fact that we are sovereignists and we believe in borders. And they're going to go after anybody that tries to build a border wall. They're going to go after anybody that believes in the sovereignty of this country. But this is a dying gasp of a regime that's in free fall. You can tell by the economic numbers. We talk about it on the show all the time. So I tell people, don't get distracted. Even though, you know, Lindell's got a fight, Trump's got a fight, I got a fight. Everybody associated in the leadership of the MAGA movement is either under investigation, grand juries, because we understand they can't beat us at the ballot box. They can't beat us with the idea. So I tell everybody, don't get diverted with that. Those are going to be processes, and we're plenty smart enough, plenty tough enough, and we have great lawyers that everybody's going to get through it. What we have to do, the only way to stop this, is to beat it at the ballot box. And that's what we say, no substitute for victory. The entire war room's turned over. That's why we're here in Phoenix, to really get people focused on what exactly we're fighting for. And it's not just about the Great Reset. It's how you defeat the Great Reset. It's all at the grassroots level. Signal, not noise, is get focused right now on November 8th. We have to win. If we take the House, we take the Senate, we take these governorships, we take the state legislatures and the secretaries of state, we're going to be fine. But the people are going to do it are the people that watch Real America's Voice.
Steve, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and thank you for the coverage. Really want to thank Rob Sig and the team in Denver, everybody associated. Tomorrow, I mean, this shows you the power of Real America Voice. Not only are you going to be at a major conference here in the greater Metro Phoenix area covering something that's got, you know, Jack Posobiec, you got Charlie Kirk, you're going to have Joe Allen. They got a special guest nobody's going to miss. It's all top secret right now. But you're going to be juggling back and forth. You got Burquam, the great team out there. A huge, important rally with President Trump, J.D. Vance. We got to take Ohio. We got to hold that seat. So, like I said, there's no days off at War Room, no days off at Real America's Voice. This is going to be a great weekend. And thank you, April, for coming out here.
Thanks so much, Steve.